ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் அஜ்ஞான திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞானஞ்சன சலக்கய சக்ஷுரும் மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. நம ஓம் விஷ்ணு பதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஸ்தாய பூத்தலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சுஞ்சவாதி பஷ்சத்யாதேசதாரிணே தம் ஸ்ரீமத் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும். யஸ்யானுகம்பயஸ்வாபி மஹப்தி சந்தரத் சுகம். Thank you very much to everyone for coming to today's topical class. The topic is Sadhu Sangha and Asat Sangha. And when I selected the topic just 2 days ago, I thought we had not covered the topic, but then I had a deja vu. And I'm not sure if we... who put up the topic? Some from the students who had selected that topic. You selected it. Did we cover it or not? When you were here, we did not cover. Some could be from the previous year. I'm thinking it was covered. And I'm getting old, and when you get old, what happens is that time goes faster than you think it goes. And then you mix up things, and the memory doesn't function so well as... I remember I spoke about the verse Tula Yama Lavena Pi. I believe it was here, but okay, maybe it was last year. Can you speak up, please? 2010, okay. So that's confirmed. I'm getting old. Not too much, but getting old step by step. So this is a very important topic. I just wanted to check. Let me check here just before we move on so that I don't write the name of somebody who was here and I didn't see him or her. I just wanted to look at the list quickly of students. This module is assessed by attendance only. Just by being here, like, by being here, one is passing the module. Why by being here? Because by being here, whether we like it or not, and this is today's topic, we are getting Sangha. Just by being with devotees. So anyway, let me go quickly through the list. Govardhan Lila, here. Gaura, here. Tulsi Priya, here. Sunita, is she back? She's not back. She's still in. Okay, at least I know she's not here, and I'm not marking her down because she didn't attend here. Okay, anyway, we'll see. Valentina, not here, okay. Radha Seva, not here. Hilary, here. Vrindavan. Lucy. Madhavendra Puri. Marcos. Mahalakshmi. In the kitchen. Listening in the kitchen, sure. We'll see. Normally, ideally, it will be best if students don't cook the day of the topical class. It's scheduled differently. That has been the approach. Narottam, Rick, he's in the kitchen. Okay. Janavasundari. Janavasundari, not here, okay. Let me make the marks. Unica, here, okay. Shyamasaki is not here, right? She's not back, okay. Vishwambar Chaitanya, Manu, Krishnadas, Manu Kanya, Kumari Kunti, she's coming. When is she coming? Saradilla Rasa. Okay. I think that's it. Did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? Please don't take offense if I miss you. I didn't mean it. Valentina is here, okay, that's good. Kunti is here also, good. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so let's move into the topic. The idea is to, we are going to explore this topic 3 times. Normally we do twice. We do one lecture given by a tutor and then another lecture given by a student. His Holiness Kadambakanana Maharaj is arriving on Monday next week. He's teaching his retreat. And the student who is scheduled to speak is his disciple, Vrindavan Prabhu. So we don't want to put the guru arrives, the disciple sits on the vyasas and gives a class. So we'll take the association of Maharaj, who doesn't come that often. Maharaj will speak on the same topic. It's a very important topic. And the week after, Vrindavan will speak on the same topic. Sadhu Sangha and Asat Sangha. And it's a topic which, it's appropriate for that topic because it cannot be overemphasize. It's extremely important. We can say it is actually, possibly, comparatively speaking, we could say it is the most important topic in the process of devotional service. Because without Sadhu Sangha, we cannot properly perform any of the other processes. For example, you remember the 5 powerful forms of bhakti, the Panchanga bhakti described from Nectar of Devotion. One is Sadhu Sangha. Which are the other 4? One each. Chanting Hare Krishna, residing in a holy place, worshipping the deities, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we look at these 4 processes, can we perform them without Sadhu Sangha? It is practically impossible. We need, like for chanting Hare Krishna, we need the initiation. We need to receive Harinam from a devotee of the Lord. In order to sustain the chanting, we need the Sangha of the devotees. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult. If we are chanting by ourselves, even Bharata Maharaj, we are listening in the mornings, even Bharata Maharaj couldn't make it. And he was at the bhava stage. Because of lack of Sadhu Sangha, he fell down. Even if temporarily, but it cost him, the lack of Sadhu Sangha cost him 2 lifetimes before going back to Krishna. Even though he was ready to go back, he was at bhava bhakti. So that's in relation to chanting Hare Krishna. In order to worship the deity of the Lord, we need to receive the mantras from the sadhu, from the spiritual master. Otherwise, we cannot properly do it. And in order to have the proper consciousness in worshipping the deity and not do as Srila Prabhupada will give the example, use the Shalagram Shila. That's coming from actually from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Use the Shalagram Shila to crack the nuts, like saying about referring to a Brahmana, a so-called Brahmana, who was not a real Brahmana, who was using the Shalagram. He liked nuts, so he will use the Shalagram to crack the nuts. So that shows that without the association of devotees, our understanding of the deity worship will become material, and we will see the deity in a material form. Or, as Prabhupada will put it, we will see the deity as a burden. This spiritual master, this, Prabhupada said, this rascal spiritual master, he installed the deity, and now he has given us this heavy burden, and we have to take care. We need the sadhu sangha in order to properly see Krishna, and then we can properly worship him. And in order to make a nice deity worship, if we're going to organize a festival for the worship of the deity, it's difficult to do it. One person, of course, it depends on the consciousness, but when we come together and have good kirtans, the whole Vaishnava Sangha becomes uplifted. In relation to visiting holy places, we discover the holy places. It is the spiritual master. There is a very beautiful verse which describes the spiritual master as the revealer, the giver of so many things he has given. And the devotee who is praying is saying, my spiritual master has given me Sri Radha Kunda, has given me Govardhan, all the Vrindavan, all these holy places have been given by the sadhus, by the spiritual master. And not only that, but if we go to a holy place, unless there are sadhus, the holy place is not worthy of visiting. This is what Shastra says. The purpose of visiting holy places is not to take a bath in the holy Ganga to become purified. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to take association of the sadhus who live in those places. Because people go there and live there all the karmic reactions, all the sinful reactions. And the result of that is that the holy places, Srila Prabhupada explains it like that, becomes surcharged with this heavy karma is there. But then when the sadhus practice the processes of devotional service in those holy places, those places become again light, become purified by the presence of the holy people who live or who visit those holy places. So therefore we cannot have proper Mathura Vas or living in the holy dham without the association of devotees. Otherwise, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta put it, referring to those who were living in Radha Kund, dressed as sadhus but acting against the behavior of sadhu, he said they are not living in Radha Kund, they are living in Naraka Kund, in the lake of hell. Meaning, because they were pretending to enter into the Rasa Lila of Sri Krishna, while engaged in sinful activities and not showing the repentance of the sadhu. If a sadhu commits a sinful activity, Srila Prabhupada explains in the commentary to the Apichet Sudaracharo verse in the Gita, Sadhu Reva Samantavya, that the sadhu will become repentant, will not feel, I'm okay, I'm into rasa lila, I'm cool. Will not say like that, but will acknowledge I'm in a fallen condition of life. And this will be this fire of repentance is what will help that devotee to progress to higher levels of bhakti or of devotion. So this was in relation to Mathuravas. And then one more, Srimad Bhagavatam. In order to listen, to practice Bhagavat Shravana, listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, we need the presence of sadhus, at least of one who will speak the Bhagavatam to us. In the beginning of the movement, Srila Prabhupada sent grihastha couples to open temples around the world. And there are some letters where Srila Prabhupada says, it seems that the disciples, they ask him, what do we do about the Bhagavatam morning class? We're only two. Prabhupada said, one of you speaks, the other listens. So it's possible, two. If there are two, you can do it. Prabhupada even said, okay, you could say, he did say, sometimes he did speak to the walls. He did that in the beginning of the movement. In the UK, he said, he did that. But he also expressed, I never felt alone. I always felt the presence of my spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So that means he was having sadhu sangha, because he was remembering the instruction of his guru. And even though he was speaking to the four walls, Bhagavatam, or Bhagavad Gita, he was feeling the presence of his spiritual master. He was seeing the Guru Parampara with him, present with him. So, in conclusion, in order to perform any of the other processes of bhakti, sadhu sangha is essential. Therefore, it is extremely important. So what we're going to do, taking this introduction, we want to reflect a bit more on two main points. What are sadhu sangha and asat sangha? Let's identify, understand better the meaning of sadhu sangha and asat sangha. Reflecting on scripture and our own experience, and how these two affect us in life, how our lives changes due to the influence of one or the other, or the combination of both, if we are a mixed fellow, we mix things, how that will affect us. I'll read from Kapila Dev instructions to Devahuti Devi in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 25, text 21. This is a very important verse. It's a verse we could learn. It's a good, very good one to memorize. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo viduhu Saeva sadhusu krito mokshadwaram mapavritam. Every learned person knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. Again, every learned person knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, sadhus, that's the Sanskrit word mentioned, opens the door of liberation. So here in this verse it is contained the definition of satsanga and asatsanga and the results of both. In one verse, just four lines. Srila Prabhupada explains it. Here it is clearly stated that attachment for one thing is the cause of bondage in conditional life. And the same attachment, when applied to something else, opens the door of liberation. Attachment cannot be killed. It has simply to be transferred. Attachment for material things is called material consciousness. An attachment for Krishna or his devotee is called Krishna consciousness. Consciousness, therefore, is the platform of attachment. So actually the term Sangha means attachment. Sangha is translated in two ways. Attachment, and is translated as association. Because we become attached to that or those people or things that we associate with. And vice versa. We become attached to that we associate with, and also according to our attachment we look for a particular type of association. So it goes in both directions. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter, the first definition of yoga defines it in relation to attachment. 248. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyakva dhananjaya siddhi asiddhyo samo bhutva samatvan yoga uchyate. The meaning is, Krishna tells Arjuna, you become situated in yoga. Yogastha, become positioned, situated in yoga. Sangam tyakva dhananjaya, by abandoning tyakva, tyaga, abandoning sangha, abandoning attachment. We could say also abandoning material association, that's the idea. Sangam tyakva dhananjaya, siddhya siddhyo samobhutva, which means being equipoise or balance in success and failure. Sometimes in this life we succeed, sometimes we fail. Sometimes we do something, comes out very nicely. Sometimes even if we do it well, but sometimes for whatever reason it doesn't come so nice. Isn't it? Even if you are a good Mrindanga player, sometimes you will feel, today the kirtan was really fired up, it was flying. Other times you play Mrindanga, you play good, but somehow it doesn't come exactly the same. Is not that the case? And that can be applied to everything, to the cooking also. Generally, okay, you can say when a good cook, generally, they don't make mistakes, but sometimes it may happen that something doesn't come exactly as we wanted. So it means, even if we are perfectionists, siddhya siddhyo samobhutva, we remain detached and continue performing our duty. Samatvam yoga uchyate. That state of equality is called yoga. So it is related to association. Then we have another definition. The process of fall down is described also in that same chapter. Anyone remembers that verse? There are two verses. Any of the Bhakti Shastris can remember, if not the Sanskrit, the concept. What's the process of the fall down of the soul?
Yeah.
Yes, very good. We contemplate the objects of the senses, the ayato visayam pumsat visaya, object of the senses, sangaste supajayate, sangha develops attachment. And then from attachment, lust. From attachment, lust, desire, develops. So by attachment, by association, we associate by contemplating. Contemplating means can be with the eyes, can be with the mind. We contemplate. Therefore, His Holiness Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj used to say, association is in the mind. We may be, like, do you remember the story of the Brahmana and the prostitute? The Brahmana was contemplating the activities of the prostitute. The activities was contemplating the prostitute was contemplating the activities of the Brahmana. And what was the result? The Yamadutas, they pick on the Brahmana, they went to get the Brahmana, and the Vishnudutas came to get the prostitute. Because the association is in the mind. She was contemplating the spiritual activities of the Brahmana, reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore at the time of death, she was able to remember Krishna by such contemplation. She had been cultivating for a long time. And the Brahmana, because he had been associating with the prostitute, not physically, but in his mind, then he attained the destination deserved by somebody who is engaged in material activities. So that's the result of association, of Sangha. Although, of course, generally, our mind becomes impressed by what we do with the physical senses. The physical senses create an impression in the mind. And therefore, the process of sadhana bhakti, which is practiced by sadhus. The term sadhu, there are different meanings to sadhu. One meaning is somebody who practices sadhana. And sadhu also means simply good. Someone who is good. Sometimes when the expression, when we read in the Bhagavatam, when somebody does something good, then sometimes we say sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu means very good, very good. Holy. Then divine. It means also eternal. Sat. Sat is the eternal. And then there is the asat. Asat means the temporary. Temporary. Asat means also bad. That which is bad. Temporary things are bad for the soul, for the self, because don't really fulfill the real need of the person. So it is actually a waste of time, and not only a waste of time, but it's degrading for the person, for the soul. A little bit more of the purport. It is clearly stated here that when we simply purify the consciousness from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness, we attain liberation. Despite the statement that one should give up attachment, desirelessness is not possible for a living entity. A living entity, by constitution, has the propensity to be attached to something. We see that if someone has no object of attachment, if he has no children, then he transfers his attachment to cats and dogs. This is a very practical observation, isn't it? The pet animal. The pet animal becomes a member of the family, and nobody will think of eating it, even if they are meat eaters. And this is due to the attachment. And to the fact that they are persons, even if in the body of animals. This indicates that the propensity for attachment cannot be stopped. It must be utilized for the best purpose. Our attachment for material things perpetuates our conditional state, but the same attachment, when transferred to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His devotee, is the source of liberation. Here it is recommended that attachment should be transferred to the self-realized devotees, the sadhus. So now the term sadhu is referred to people who follow the path of sat, of the good path, good people. I don't know, probably your parents, I mean, of course, every person has a different experience in life, but generally, many times our parents told us, do not be careful with whom you associate with. Anytime your parents or a teacher or somebody told you that, be careful with whom you go. Because they knew, this is popular wisdom, we become affected by the people we associate with. So association is very important. And who is a sadhu? A sadhu is not just an ordinary man with a saffron robe or long beard. A sadhu is described in Bhagavad Gita as one who unflinchingly engages in devotional service. Even though one is found not to be following the strict rules and regulations of devotional service, if one simply has unflinching faith in Krishna, the Supreme Person, he is understood to be a sadhu. And Prabhupada refers to the verse of the Gita, Apichet Sudhuracharo, Sadureva Samantavya, 9:30. A sadhu is a strict follower of devotional service. So even if there is a mistake, Krishna says, if that person is properly focused on devotional service, should be considered a sadhu. This is what Krishna says. But of course, also Prabhupada says in commenting on that verse, we shouldn't make mistakes or nonsense and then try to justify it by saying, oh, Krishna says, I am a sadhu because I am serving him, and even if I do anything I want, I'm still a sadhu. Prabhupada says if someone does like that, shouldn't be considered an advanced sadhu or an advanced devotee. It's some kind of sadhu, but not at an advanced sadhu, and even we could say that person can be also a satsanga, according to the definitions of some of the acharyas and Prabhupada himself in certain contexts. That person could be a satsanga, because we'll be influenced, we'll be like Prakrita Bhakta, we shouldn't associate with materialistic devotees, sometimes we hear. For example, the Prakrita Sahajyas. They are devotees, but because they are engaged in sinful activities, we shouldn't associate. That will not be sadhu sangha, good sangha. So even in the community of devotees, we should be aware of the quality of the association. That's important. It is recommended here that if one at all wants to realize Brahman or spiritual perfection, his attachment should be transferred to the sadhu or devotee. Lord Chaitanya also confirmed this. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi. Simply by a moment's association with a sadhu, one can attain perfection. Mahatma is a synonym of sadhu, It is said that service to a Mahatma, or elevated devotee of the Lord, is Dwara Mahur Vimukta, the royal road of liberation. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktas. The meaning is, when we serve devotees, the doors of liberation widely open. Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. And the opposite, when we associate with those attached to sense enjoyment and to those attached to sense enjoyment or people who are into those activities, then the opposite effect takes place. Tamo Dwaram, the doors to hell widely open. Okay, let's look now at the results. Is it any question or brief comment, because we want to cover the other point, on the meaning of sadhu sangha and asat sangha? Is it clear what is sadhu sangha and what is asat sangha? If we associate with the It can be, but that's a very good point. So the satsanga goes in two directions. We take, and we contribute to it. And if we are with the sadhu with the improper mentality, then we will not get the benefit. For example, we shouldn't see, the spiritual master in a material light. The spiritual master is meant to give Krishna Tattva. But if we see the spiritual master as someone to solve our, say for example, emotional problems or our material problems, without going to taking the root, what the essence, what he's given, doesn't mean it's not that it still is sadhu sangha, but we will not get the same benefit if we see materially the spiritual master. And if we take it to the extreme, if the mentality is very material from the disciple's side, then it may become a satsanga, improper. We can take also examples of a spiritual master getting involved in material activities with a disciple, for example. That sometimes may happen. So that means it was meant to be sadhu sangha, but it became a sat sangha because actually the two of them, because a sat sangha also takes place. There are two persons. It's like the tango, two people for a tango. So it is required two people to get into a satsanga. If somebody is into a satsanga, we don't have to go there. We can take, even if in a respectful manner, we can take our distance from that association. Is that okay? That was your point, I think. Okay, that's a very good point, actually. And I was thinking at some point it will come up, and thank you for bringing it up. Because class is short and there are so many points, we may not cover them all. Okay, anything else about definition? Satsanga, asatsanga. Yes, we have. That's important. If there are mixtures in ourselves or in the practices of others, we should be careful to go for the nectar, for the so to have the association in terms of building healthy sangha among devotees. That means doing devotional activities together, and if we do other activities which doesn't seem directly devotional, should build a devotional friendship. Otherwise, they become a satsanga. In the Christian tradition, you have in St. John of the Cross, one of the mystics of the Roman Catholic Church. He's considered a doctor in the church. Very, of course, in his time he was persecuted. People couldn't recognize he was a sadhu at the time. Later on, they realized, oh, we killed us. No, we killed us. Didn't kill, but almost killed a sadhu. And then they make him a doctor of the church. He was saying, one of the enemies, he was talking about the devil, and he said that the devil, actually we should watch out, because the devil may come in people who are very close to us. That's not to make us paranoid and then go looking around, are you the devil coming through you, Maya coming through you? But the idea is that we should watch, that we should be watch out. Be respectful, be associating with devotees, be serving devotees, but be aware that those mixtures Madhavendra Puri is mentioning, that may creep in our own consciousness and in the attitude of the others also. So we should be able to differentiate. And if we see that something, we can judge by the result, phalena parichiyate. By the result, we judge. Isn't it? It's by the result. Yes, according to our desires, we choose a certain type of association. That's Yeah, that's very important, yeah. That's a very important point. I remember once there was one devotee whose spiritual master gave up. He was a sannyasi. The spiritual master, he gave up. And then when I mentioned something to him to try to empathize and to support him, and then he told me, yes, like meaning don't put... I shouldn't blame, he said something like that in his own words, I shouldn't put the blame on him, but because he was taking responsibility that I choose him as my guru. So I cannot just say it's all him. Why did I choose him? Or why did, how in my relation, what I have contributed to that? So I found that very nice, that he was taking responsibility for his share. There must be something that I feel attracted to particular types of association. If later on we discover that this type of association is not good, sometimes happen. People, like, also even in experts talk about that, psychologists, for example, in marriages, relationships, some people have the tendency to associate with people who will abuse them, physically or verbally. And this sometimes is coming because they were grown in an environment where they were abused. So psychologically, they feel safer in such an environment, and they go for that. And then they are abused again and again and again. So we need to break. Something like that happens in terms of selecting our association in life. We should be careful what type of association we choose, because that will affect our consciousness. And we are choosing. We have, Krishna has given us the power to choose. That's our God-gifted faculty. We can do it. Okay, let's now very quickly look at examples. Scripture is full. We were discussing role models in some of the previous topical classes at the end of the previous term. Remember the role models. And scripture is full of examples of sadhu sangha, satsanga, and asat sangha. Very quickly, if we go through the Bhagavatam, can we say examples of satsanga? Say the two people who are in that satsanga. Very good. They were good sangha for each other. Shukadeva Goswami congratulated Maharaj Pariksit. Your questions are very good, are beneficial for everybody. That's satsanga. Sutta Goswami and the sages, the same. Sutta congratulates the sages. Your question is beneficial for everybody. That's sadhu sangha. So sadhu sangha goes in both directions. Not just the guru and disciple. The guru is sadhu sangha for the disciple, but the disciple is sadhu sangha for the guru also. Other examples? Krishna and Arjuna. Yes. Krishna is the supreme sadhu, the supreme good association. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, very good. Very profound. They were churning the topic to such a depth that even it becomes difficult to grasp. So deep they went in their discussion. So many. I made a list from the Bhagavatam. Brahman, Narada, Narada and Prahlad, Narada and Angira with Chittaketu Maharaj, Narada and Dhruva Maharaj, the Bhaktivedantas and Narada Muni. Narada Muni became good sangha even for the hunter, for Mrigari, because he received association of those anonymous Bhaktivedantas. And Prabhupada gives Narada Muni as the example of someone who was in a very difficult situation, and he became uplifted. He didn't know even his father, was with his mother alone, a little child, very poor, but because of the association with the Bhaktivedantas, even when he lost his mother after they departed, he was able to come through successful, both spiritually and materially. He achieved everything. Uddhava, Vidura, Kapila Dev and Devahuti, Kardama and Devahuti, Vidura and Dhritarashtra, and so on. Examples of asat sangha in scripture. There are, I found there are less in quantity, but we can find quite a number of them. Think of asat sangha. Drona and Bhishma. Good, very good example. Yes, Bhishma was in the wrong, even though Bhishma was a Mahajan, because of the association of Drona, he had to fight against Krishna. That's the situation of the asat sangha, can put us in very weird conditions. So that's an example. He was being maintained by Duryodhana, especially Duryodhana. Drona, he was a teacher. Drona, he could be classified in one sense like Bhishma. He was influenced by Duryodhana's maintenance. He was taken from him. He was, they were in the wrong side. Other examples? Ajamila and the prostitute, he contemplated the activities of the prostitute and the Shudra, and therefore he developed, even though he was well married with a sattvi, with a nice Brahmani, but he decided to abandon her to engage in the sinful activities like the Shudra and the prostitute. then we have others, Vishwamitra, Menaka, Kamsa and his advisors. Kamsa here became repentant of having killed the sons of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then when he associated with his advisors, again they told him, let's kill everybody. Let's kill the cows. Let's kill the brahmanas. Put fire. So that's another example of a satsanga. Other examples? Karna and Duryodhan, yes. Also they fed each other. The association, Karna was actually a brother for the Pandavas. He didn't know that. Later on it became revealed to him by Kunti Devi herself. But he couldn't, even though he knew, he couldn't, due to the association, he had become attached to Duryodhana, and he couldn't rectify. He fought in the opposite army. Any other? The great generals? Oh, very good, very very good example. The vicious assembly. Even great people who were there, due to their, they didn't have the courage to speak up when Dushyasan was disrobing Draupadi. That's due to that association. King Bharat and the deer, even something so cute, so you could say, so cute, a deer. It's a deer. It was not a. You can say, oh, was a woman came to see him. He was alone. That's Maya. No, it was a very cute deer, and was also became a satsanga for him. So it's very subtle. A satsanga can be very very subtle, imperceptibly subtle. And then we have other examples of also of people we can look, like Kali mistreating the bull and the cow. A satsanga creates disruption wherever it goes. Kali Ashwatthama killing, Sringi cursing the virtuous king, Amoga criticizing even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's eating so much, a sannyasi. And he was connected to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. But still he was a satsanga. And then what did Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya do? He took a stick and chased him away. Get out of here. He didn't allow him to ruin the sangha of Lord Chaitanya, the good sangha. He was strong. So we need sometimes to be strong with ourselves when a satsanga comes and put things in place. We shouldn't allow in our communities a satsanga to creep in. If it happens, we should rectify. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami on sadachar. Sadachar means, again, sadhu, sadachar, good behavior. There are some certain patterns of behavior for good people, and we should practice them, even if sometimes it's a bit difficult for us. We should do it. We should behave respectfully towards every living being, for example. So that's part of the sadachar. Okay, I'd like to end. I don't want to go too long. Normally prasadam comes at 9. That's why I got permission from Manohar Prabhu for go up until 9, so we have few minutes. Now I'd like you to reflect to end with an exercise in pairs. Turn to a partner, to somebody here, and the exercise, we have reflected now about the results of satsanga and asatsanga from a scripture. Now we want to reflect on the results on our own experience and share with others. In a few minutes, in pairs, share an example from your personal life of an experience of a satsanga. What happened? What was the result? And an experience of good sangha. I have an experience. I won't tell you mine. I maybe tell you later or some other day. But you can share your experiences in pairs. So get, if the numbers are even, then you can get three. But normally, if they are pairs, do it in pairs. It will be faster. If you like to come to with anyone here, or anyone can come with him, take a chair. Saradiya Rasa, Mataji, you like to go to one of the groups, at least have sangha. Here, Did you manage to share? Did you have the time to share both examples, the two partners? How did it go? Has been useful? We see from experience, from our personal experience, and by having Sangha with other devotees and taking their experience, how we can become uplifted just by that type of, by Sangha, by reflecting. What is the result? In this case, very direct. Sadhu Sangha and Asat Sangha. So it's a very profound topic, and we're going to continue exploring it next week. Kadambakanana Maharaj will speak on that. And the week after, one of you, Vrindavan Prabhu, will present on the same topic so that we churn it and get the most of it. Thank you very much. You want to ask a question? Prashadam what? It's a good time to have Sadhu Sangha, yes? That's also, yes? So we can continue now. That's good. Prashadam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.